Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The website for my new book is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out. And you can read a lot of stuff there. You can watch videos and learn more about the age of the customer and how it's going to impact you, how it is impacting you right now. And you can even do that without even buying the book. And but I think the more you get into it, I think the more you're going to want to have it. It's available in hardback as well as electronic version. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, isn't that a beautiful name? Not too many people do I envy their names, but Giovanni Cortolo, what a great name. And Giovanni is one of the great champions of small business that we have, folks. We're so proud to have him as a champion, and he's Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber, uschamber.com. Giovanni, you got big doings going on in June, haven't you?
Yes, we have our Small Business Summit, and
yeah.
I tell you, that's where I get energized.
Yeah.
You know, being here in D.C., you're talking to a lot of politicians, and believe me, I love the fight, but I don't get energized unless I talk to real hardworking small business.
Bona fides.
Gosh, I tell you, they when they all come to town, and we have about 1,000 of them, and I hope to get you up there too, Jim.
I'll be there.
So kind to be there on a number of occasions. And
I kicked off the first two.
That's
the
right.
The very first two of your
that's
summits.
Right.
I was the MC of both of them. We had a great time. Giovanni, so if they go to uschamber.com, can they find out more about it?
Sure. U.S. Chamber Summit is another good Google search.
It'll
bring
you right
to the site. It's going to be in June. I'm going to tell you, you'll be there. And I tell you, any of your listeners who want to come, they can sit in on one of our leadership meetings if they mention your name.
Good.
How's
Thank
that,
you, folks.
Huh?
Be sure to mention that, and Giovanni will take good care of you. We'll be talking some more about this as time goes on. Giovanni, one of the things I want to talk about, we were talking in the last segment about how the president has, if he doesn't like how things are going, if he's frustrated with Congress, if he just wants to, he wakes up one morning and wants things to be different for good reason or for political reason, he just violates the Constitution. Folks, there's no other way to say this. It's a crisis situation as far as I'm concerned right now, what this administration is doing. And one of those areas, Giovanni, is his quest to get what he calls income inequality fixed.
Yeah,
and you know, he said without Congress doing anything, he's telling the Treasury Department to fix a higher minimum wage for federal contractors.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because federal contractors are already under certain guidelines, and
right.
that's Davis-Bacon, and
right.
also the Services Contract Act. And they're held by that, and also there are certain contractual agreements that they've already locked into which set their costs based
right.
on those existing laws.
That's right.
So you can't just go in and say, okay, everybody get a raise. Well, what's that do to the existing contracts? Do we,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, is the government going to increase the cost of those contracts? You know, it's a very difficult issue, and certainly we're sitting back because there has not been any guidance on this as of now. And I question whether how much impact this is going to have if they do, if they do it and you have existing contracts, you have contractors that may have to default based on the fact that they can't make any money.
This is what happens when the government presumes to drop into the life of the marketplace. When the government thinks that the government is a one-dimensional, a blunt object, you know, purveyor, and they drop into a multifaceted, complex, beautifully functioning marketplace, and all they do is just throw a monkey wrench in everything, and they don't, and it's a level of arrogance, Giovanni, that's hard to even fathom, isn't it?
Oh, it is. You know, we want equality of opportunity, not
that's
equality
right.
of wage. You can't just give to...
Go ahead.
As a entrepreneur, you want opportunity, and as a person, you want to be able to grow and achieve based on your merits.
Absolutely. Well said, Giovanni. USChamber.com, and then our search for U.S. Chamber Summit 2014, folks. You can find out more about the event in June. Giovanni, thanks for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you, Jim, and look forward to seeing you again.
See you soon. Giovanni Cortolo, folks. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.